Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are studying Proverbs chapter 13 and focusing on verse 24, which talks about the discipline of children and the responsibility of parents with regard to raising up their children in a godly way. Verse 24 of Proverbs 13 reads this way: "He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently." Another translation reads this way: "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." The responsibility of parents to properly discipline, train up a child in the way that they should go according to the Word of God is incumbent upon all Christian parents. In today's society, there has been a tendency to be quite relaxed in the sense of raising up children, from the standpoint that there's almost been a backlash against child training and child discipline from the secular humanist and psychological perspective of the world. Humanistic psychologists have encouraged parents to allow children to develop and explore their world without placing undue burden of rules and regulations upon their life. This attitude and perspective, which has been widely distributed in books and other writings over the last 40 or so years, has resulted in an entire generation of children being raised up in a most unscriptural or unbiblical manner. The Word of God presents a much different approach to parenting than secular humanism would suggest. The Bible's very clear that parents are to discipline their children, that they are to guide them and instruct them, that they are to lay out biblical standards for behavior in a child's life. And Proverbs 13:24 is very clear that the person or the parent who withholds his rod, and that's a reference to parental discipline, hates his son. But the person who loves the child disciplines him promptly and diligently. Many parents today are hesitant to discipline young children, fearing that the child will not understand the discipline and correction and will feel rejected by the parent that administers the discipline. Quite the opposite is true. The Word of God says the parent that hates the child doesn't discipline them, but the parent that loves the child does discipline them. To a child, having boundaries gives a sense of security. To a child, the parent that is diligent and prompt to discipline gives that child a sense of safety and a reassurance of the parent's concern and true love for the child. And yet, many secular psychologists would advocate that parents allow their child to just explore their world without rules, without boundaries, and that this would be an expression of love for the child. And yet, this is completely contrary to Scripture, and the result of such parenting techniques is truly disastrous. A child that has no boundaries, that's never given godly training and discipline, ends up without self-control in his or her life. And a child who never learns self-control becomes an adult without self-control. Proverbs also addresses the subject of the person who has no self-control. That person becomes, Proverbs tells us, like a city without walls. And that means simply that they are easily overrun by the enemy. You have probably observed adults who have no self-control. They are unable to contain their own temper. They are unable to save money. They are unable to stick with a job when it becomes unpleasant to them. They have no ability to press through or persevere or be diligent in any area or aspect of their life. This is the result of poor or a complete lack of child training. You do your child a great disservice and a most unloving act when you refuse to discipline or train your child. Proverbs 19, verse 18 says, "Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death." Another translation says, "Discipline your son while there's hope, and do not cause him to die." In Old Testament days, a child that was disobedient to parents or outright rebellious or cursed father and mother was literally subject to death by stoning. But we can see even in our day how a parent that does not discipline their child and then allows them to pursue his or her own course literally gives into the progression that will take place in that child's life that will lead them to an early death. A child without discipline who becomes a wild and rebellious teenager will end up engaging in activities such as drunkenness and driving while intoxicated and drug abuse and running with companions who could literally cause their early death. And such an end is predicted here in Proverbs for the child that is not disciplined. It's very important as parents that we take the word of God very, very seriously. Another translation of this Proverbs 19, verse 18, the second part that says, "Don't desire his death," is also translated, "Don't set your heart on his crying." Oftentimes when a child is disciplined, even a young child, they will put on quite a display of emotion and crying and pouting and attempting to manipulate the parents into cutting off or stopping the discipline early by their emotional outcry. It's important as parents that we do not allow our emotions to dictate our discipline of our children. When your child has done something wrong, something against the rules, that's been an obvious active decision to disobey on their part, it's very important that you are quick to discipline or diligent and early to discipline, as Proverbs 13 says, and that you do it in a most matter-of-fact way, that you're not moved by the emotions of the child or your own emotion of concern that you're going to be rejected by the child, but instead that you are very matter-of-fact and biblical in your approach to disciplining. Physical discipline or correction, such as spanking, should be utilized, especially with young children, when the infraction has been something related to active disobedience on the part of the child, such as lying or stealing or rebellion that is obvious rejection of your authority as a parent. And God's word tells us that the rod, which is a reference to physical discipline or corporal punishment, and reproof, which is a reference to giving the biblical reason for the correction that's being administered, that the rod and reproof give wisdom. It gives wisdom to the child when you say, "This is against the word of God for you to hit your brother." And you tell them, God tells us that we're to love our brothers and sisters, and you give them the biblical reason. This is not pleasing to God when you disobey, so you're going to get a spanking so that you will remember that it's wrong to hit your brother, but it is right to love your brother or sister. And the rod and reproof will give wisdom to that child, as we're told in Proverbs 29:15. God wants you to be a wise parent and discipline your child early in their age and early after the infraction. Don't wait an hour or a day before you administer a discipline to a child for something that they've done in a rebellious way. they will not learn the wisdom that they need to learn if you allow a long period of time between the infraction and the correction. It's important, as the word tells us, to discipline them diligently and early, as we're told in Proverbs 13. God's word promises us as parents that if we ask for wisdom, He will give it to us, as we're told in James chapter 1. Every parent needs wisdom to deal with their particular child or children. Their personalities are different, and God knows them and understands them. But if we follow God's instructions in the Word of God, we will be able to be successful parents. Not perfect parents, but successful parents with the help of God, His grace, and the insight of the Holy Spirit into our individual children's situations. Be a parent that desires to show love through active, diligent, and early discipline so that your child will grow up to be a person who can walk in self-control and self-discipline. That's all the time we have for today. Have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.